Welcome to church on this great day, exciting day that we have today. To some baptisms, if you weren't sure what was happening today, it's pretty obvious. We got a big tank in the middle, but we're just so excited to celebrate with these guys that are gonna profess their faith and get baptized as well. So welcome to, if you're here for the first time. My name is Dan, worship pastor here. Why don't you guys stand with us as we get ready to worship and celebrate this morning. We're going to start off with this song called Take You at Your Word. Just a song about God's Word and how we can stand on those promises that He's that we can read about in the Scriptures, and that God will never fail us, and that His love and grace and hope will never give up on us. So let's sing together, Take You at Your Word. You're good on your promise. I take you at your word. If you said it, I believe it. I've seen how good it works. If you started, you complete it. I take you at your word. And the chaos fell in line. I know, 'cause I've seen it in my life. It's a narrow road that leads to life, but I wanna be on it. Oh, it's a narrow road, but the tide is high, 'cause you're part of the water. Your grace is always enough. You said your heart would never forget or forsake me. You said I'm right. You call me yours. You said my future is full of your hope. You never fail, so I'll know that you'll never fail me. You said your love, never give up. You said your grace is always enough. You said your heart never forget or forsake me. You said I'm saved and you call me yours. You said my future's full of your hope. You never fail, so I'll know that you'll never. You started, you completed. I take you at your word. If you said it, I believe. you're good on your promise. Thank you. down and worship, to sing the song of ages to the Lamb. And all have gone before us, and all who will believe will sing the song of ages to the Lamb. And your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all, and the angels cry, holy, all creation cries. You've been redeemed, sing the song forever to the Lamb. And if you walk in freedom, and if you bear His name, sing the song forever to the Lamb. Oh, we'll sing the song forever and amen, and the angels cry, the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all, your name is the highest, oh, your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, all name stands above them all, and the angels cry, holy, to you lift its cry. Join with the angels this morning and all the saints in and elders before your throne, God, just declaring your majesty. You are holy. You are set apart. God, we give you our hearts this morning. We give you our praise. We just stand in awe of you this morning, God. Father, you are so good. God, this morning we thank you for your word that we sang about. Jesus, your sacrifice and your relationship with each one of us. We're so blessed. Holy Spirit, just move among us this morning as we witness some pretty cool things later on. But move on our hearts. These things in your name we pray. Amen. You guys can take a seat.
Good morning. There we go. My name is Carissa. I'm a partner here at Sunrise, and I just want to welcome you and thank you for spending this Sunday morning with us. Just a great way to start the week with worship, and especially this morning as we get to celebrate the profession of faith and baptisms that are going to be happening. If this is your first time attending this morning, we want you to feel at ease, and we want to just say thank you and extend a special welcome to you. I know it can be different to go to a place you're unfamiliar with, so we hope you feel comfortable this morning. And we have a gift for you. So if after the service, if you would just make a brief stop at the Connect table in the lobby, someone will be there to greet you, and we would just love to give you a little something to say thanks for joining us. If you are watching online, then you can just click on that link in the comments section. That will take you to our website, and you can fill out a quick form, and we'll send you a gift in the mail that way, too. Believe it or not, we have no announcements this morning, which I feel like is the calm before the storm, because May is just around the corner, and then all the things will be happening. But in just a minute here, we are going to take a little break, and a few things are going to happen. First up, we hope that you do say hello to somebody near you, and especially if you are somebody that calls Sunrise home, and you see somebody that might be potentially feeling a little out of place, say hello to them and welcome them. We've still got coffee in the lobby. You're welcome to stop by and get a little fill up there. This morning, we are not going to dismiss kids like we usually do. Once in a while, we like to give them the opportunity to stay in the service. And especially this morning, just feel like it's a cool opportunity for the kids to be able to witness others taking profession of faith and baptism. So kids are gonna stay in here. We do, however, have nursery available. And as we do this, this is also a great opportunity where we can just give of our tithes and offerings. So as you're up and moving, if you have a physical gift you want to make, there's a box in the back that you can put it in. Otherwise, you are welcome to scan the QR code. You can give online. You can even send a check in the mail later on in the week if you would like to. But I'm just thankful that we get to spend this morning together. So take a moment. Stand up, stretch, say hello to some people around you, and we'll come back together in 3 minutes.
This is a reminder that it's not just about how much you believe in Jesus, it's more about how much he believed in you. That he went to the cross, that he took upon all of your sin and all of your guilt and all of your shame, and he paid that price, and the price has been paid, and you are declaring faith in him this morning. It's about community. You see, it's not just about this personal transaction between you and him. It's about the community of believers that are sitting here. It's about the people that are present in this room. It's about your mentors that walked with you through this process. It's about people that love you and care about you. The beauty of profession of faith and baptism is what? It's that we are aligning ourselves with the body of Christ. It's that we are declaring, these are my people. And I am a part of them. And so here's the thing. You get us and we get you. As broken and imperfect as we are, we're a part of the family. Today is, as I said, not magic. It's acknowledgement of who he is and what he's done and his love for you. It's an alignment with faith and a declaration before people that love you and care about you, that want what's best for you. So with this, I would like to invite our candidates for profession of faith and baptism and their mentors, if they would come to the stage and if you would situate yourself up here. I told you it'd be brief, Ian. You didn't believe me. Look at that. And if you are an elder and not a mentor, if you could come up and to the stage right here, please. At this time, we will have the mentors present the candidates to the elders. We have two young men that are coming that have been previously baptized into the Christian church and are going to be making profession of faith. Corey, would you please introduce and present Jacob DeGroot?
Absolutely. So I have the pleasure of presenting to you Jacob DeGroot. And we've had many a good conversations, haven't we? Over Wing Doozy or Ticket to Ride or the one time that we thought we were getting lunch and we ended up being told that they only serve breakfast food. Our conversations happen over food. We both like to eat food. One of us looks like that, the other one does not. But that's neither here nor there. No, Jacob, it has been a wonderful journey of talking with you and seeing you grow. And Jacob just has incredible questions, and he's got a very bright future ahead. And so with that, Jacob DeGroot has been baptized into the body of Christ as an infant and comes today to make a profession of faith. And making a public profession of faith, he affirms the meaning of his baptism. Jacob, we're excited for you, buddy.
Yep. Mike, would you present Bryce Knable, please?
I had a wonderful pleasure of spending time with Bryce Knable. And similarly, we did some things with food. We're both pizza fanatics, and we learned that your favorite pizza is?
Florentines.
Locally, Florentines. And Disney, he's got some exotic tastes, too. as we also, I two words that came to my mind for the time together, thoughtfulness and kindness are two traits, two characteristics that he brings into the kingdom of God in great power. Hopefully someday we'll see him on the gridiron as a pro football linebacker. And as we both put our eternal trust in Jesus Christ's hands, I put my trust in his hands with four lessons of driver's training in church parking lots. And it all went well. We only hit two curbs. That was good. But what a wonderful thing to be a brother to you in the kingdom of God. So Bryce also comes to us baptized as into the body of Christ from a previous church. And he comes today to make his profession of faith. And in making a public profession of faith, he affirms the meaning of his baptism. God bless, brother.
Coming to make profession of faith and to receive the sacrament of baptism, Dan. Oh, Joe, okay, you passed it all the way down. That was quick. Nope, you're next. But I didn't expect the microphone to make it that quick. Joel Rastall, would you please present Drew Taylor?
Yep, I have had the pleasure to speak repeatedly at some length with Drew about a wide variety of topics. Drew is and has consistently been intelligent. He's athletic, strong sense of humor. He's kind of triple threat all the way around. His questions have been courageous, and he has been deliberate in this process. It's been a real delight, and I am pleased to now present to you Drew Taylor to perform his public profession of faith and to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Amen. Dan.
Okay, good morning.
I got to know Ian over the last 4 weeks or so. It's been a pleasure and an honor to mentor Ian. In case you don't know, Ian enjoys robotics. And in fact, he is headed down to Dallas, Texas, I believe this weekend.
Woohoo!
For an international, not just a national, but an international competition against 600 other teams, I believe. So if you're not doing anything next weekend, there you go. You got something to go to this weekend. So I think what stands out with Ian is maturity for me. I don't know about the rest of you, but when I was in seventh grade, I wasn't thinking about the kingdom of God. And so to see Ian's maturity has been a real blessing. So this morning I want to present to you Ian Essek as he comes before us to make public profession of his faith and to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Amen. Having met with each of the candidates, do the elders of Sunrise Ministries affirm those being presented by their mentors today? If so, say we do. Okay. Nick's special day, isn't it? That faith all those years ago, and God remains faithful. Would the candidates please step forward? Gentlemen, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If so, say, I do. Do you accept the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments that are the story of God's creative, redemptive, and just love for humanity? Do you acknowledge the Holy Scriptures are a precious and sufficient gift that point us toward the love of the giver, God, who is perfectly embodied in Jesus Christ? If so, say, I do. Do you acknowledge that you are both beautiful and broken? They loved that one. Made in the image of God and therefore possessing immeasurable worth, and also a sinner born into a sinful world who needs forgiveness and reconciliation, which is only found through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ on your behalf. If so, say, I do. Do you rely on the grace of God and purpose from this day forward to winsomely witness the good news of Jesus through your words and actions? If so, say, I do with God's help. Do you promise to live a life that is marked by authenticity, compassion, and thankfulness? If so, say, I do with God's help. And do you promise to accept the spiritual guidance of the church, to walk in Christian love and grace with this congregation, and to seek unity, purity, and peace? If so, say, by God's grace, I do. To the congregation, do you promise to love, encourage, and support these brothers by teaching the gospel of God's love, by being an example of Christian faith and character, and by giving the strong support of God's family in fellowship, prayer, and service to these young men? If so, say, we do.
We do.
Julie? Okay, guys, we have a gift for you that we want to present to you, and there's a certificate there that commemorates today about what's going on and what you've done. But there's also a Bible. And as we talked about this as a staff, we thought about all different kinds of things. We thought about different gifts. We thought about giving you guys another assignment and having you, right, do something or make something. But one of the things that struck us was that we kind of figured that the gift of the scriptures would be something that potentially could make a life-changing, life-altering a difference in your life. This morning, as I was getting ready, I had forgotten that I had this on my shelf. And I've not carried this Bible into the pulpit in many years, and it's dated 5/12/1991. And it says, Dennis, congratulations on beginning a new phase of your life as you graduate from high school and make plans to enter college. know that our prayers go with you. Always remain where God can use your many talents for his glory. Remember, this book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book. Love and prayers, your church family, the Paradise Church of God mission. It's been a long time. And I know it was under slightly different circumstances, but it's been a long time since I've read those words that were written by a hand that is now in glory. But I'm reminded this morning, and I want you to remember this morning, that you are not in this alone. The men that are standing behind you, they're with you. Your parents, your family members that are here today, they are with you. The leaders of our church are with you. This congregation is with you. We believe in you, and our fervent prayer for you is that you wouldn't let go, that you would keep following hard after Jesus. As you make this profession today, do not forget that God moves first and that he loves you, and so do we. And one of these days, you'll be the old guy maybe standing in front of a group of young men and women, and you can tell them that life's not always going to be easy. You're going to have doubts and you're going to have questions. But Jesus is bigger. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so we have before we move to the next phase of this morning, one of our young men, Jacob DeGroot, has asked if he could share. And so, could we give these guys, just I don't know how much we love them real quick before Jacob shares. All right. So, Jacob, and then Ian and Drew, if you guys will meet me down here. All right. Thank you. You can go back to your seats.
Hi, I'm Jacob.
You want to?
So I was just thinking about giving my testimony today, and I'd just like to share a little bit about myself before we start. I'm a senior in high school. I'm 18. I work at Meijer, all sorts of fun stuff. I play soccer. That's about it. So I was born in 2005 into my family and, you know, kind of raised there. So I gotta orient my words. I was born into a Christian family, and I was always kind of raised, go to church Sundays, make sure, you know, pray before meals, watch VeggieTales, full nine yards, stuff like that. So all of that included, I feel like I was just kind of following through the steps up until, you know, through middle school and stuff like that. So it was more, less of me kind of going to God and finding that relationship, and more of just go to church on Sundays, pray before meals, respect your elders, all that. And I kind of felt empty by that, and I felt as if I was doing something wrong and I wasn't moving for that relationship with God. And then all continued up until like high school. In my junior year of high school, I dealt with a lot of anxiety and depression, and those feelings made me feel as if I was not good enough to live. Friends and family were a big support to me back then. The love and commitment that they showed to my life really struck me. They're one of the reasons I'm here today. And the love that they showed me really drove me closer to God, because these people who don't know what's going on in my life care about me and love me this much. How much more does the one who created me love me? I'm just thankful to be here today to be able to live for God. I just want to share that even though things go on in people's lives, God still loves you, and he really does care about you and want you to succeed and thrive. And in my life, I just hope to be able to reflect God's love onto others so that they may, too, like I felt, feel loved and appreciated and know that they, even though things are hard, things will get better. And I know I'm a sinner. I've messed up. And that's one of the hardest things for me, because I try and try, and even though I may mess up sometimes, I realize that I am still loved. And that's hard for me to accept sometimes, because I try to be perfect all the time, and that does not work. But it's such a strong feeling when you finally find that I messed up, but that's okay. God still loves me. There's always room to improve, and I can still try. Today, I really just wanted to share that out with you guys. Hopefully that strikes a chord with any of you who are going through tough times and leads you closer to God. I just want to thank you for everything today.
I covered this up to keep little people out of it. See, Griffin, you didn't know, did you, bud? Uh-huh. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Okay, I told you we're going to Appalachian this thing up a little bit, right? So when I was growing up, we didn't have baptisms on the stage. They were in the center of things. And a lot of times they were like holes in the ground, or sometimes we would go down to the creek or the river or a pond or those kinds of things. And I think that there's something really important that it communicates, that we have the baptismal tank in the center of the body of Christ. It's that this is about us, right? This is about these young men receiving the sacrament of baptism and making an agreement about who Christ is and what he's done. So, I need their families. If these boys' families could come this direction. And you don't have to sit down, or you don't have to, like, if you want to see, if you have a little person with you and they want to see, they can stand up. And they can watch, because this is super important. So Ian is going to go first. The boys worked out among themselves for reasons that are best left unsaid at this point. Who was going to go first? And so we will face this way. Lindsay, which way do you want them to face? This way or that way? All right, come on, Ian. All right, step in, bud. Is it still warm? Is it too warm? All right, sit down. You gonna sit down? All right. Nose. Good. Tight. Ian, based upon your profession of faith in Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You lose. There you go. Mama got it right there. Stacy, I have a robe I can put up there. All right, Drew. Go ahead and step in. Have a seat. Good. Drew, based upon your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You're fine. Come on. It's good. Yeah. All right. Feel free to greet these young men. Give them a hug if you want to, if they'll let you. Thank you.
praise you in the valley. I'll praise you on the mountain. I'll praise when I'm short. Praise when I'm doubting. I'll praise when outnumbered. Praise when surrounded. 'Cause praise is the water my enemies drown in. As long as I'm breathing, I've got a reason to praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. I praise when I feel it, praise when I don't. I praise 'cause I know you're still in control. 'Cause praise is a weapon, it's more than a sound. My praise is the shout that brings Jericho down. As long as I'm breathing, I've got a reason to praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. And I won't be quiet, my God is alive. How could I keep it inside? Yeah. We keep celebrating this morning. We've seen this. I praise 'cause you're sovereign. I praise 'cause you're sovereign. Praise 'cause you reign. Praise 'cause you rose and defeated the grave. I praise 'cause you're faithful. Praise 'cause you're true. Praise 'cause there's nobody greater than you. I praise 'cause you're sovereign. Praise 'cause you reign. Praise 'cause you rose and defeated the grave. I praise 'cause you're faithful. Praise 'cause you're true. Praise 'cause there's nobody greater than you. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. I won't be, and I won't be quiet. My God is alive. How could I keep, and I won't be quiet. I won't be quiet. My God is alive. How could I keep it inside? Praise the Lord, oh my soul.
So, fellas, when I looked inside, just under that note that I read just a few minutes ago, there were two scripture verses that were written. And something that I didn't tell you about your Bibles that you need to know is that this morning, before we all came in here, we asked people that love you, members of the elder team, your folks, just general people that care about you. Noah forced his way in and wrote something. But those Bibles are journal Bibles. And they've got notes in the margin. And as you read, you'll come across notes that people have written to you based on certain passages of Scripture. Some are in Jeremiah. I stole the passage Michelle wanted to write about. But as you go through this life, remember the words. As you encounter God, as you encounter His Spirit, as you're changed and made new by the Holy Scriptures, you'll come across not just the Word of God, but words from people that really, really care about you. So don't forget. Don't forget us. But most importantly, don't forget Him. And this was the reference that Aunt Helen wrote in my Bible. Let no man despise your youth. But be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. They were good words then. They're good words now. And can I say to all the old heads like me? Don't let anybody look down on you because you're old. I think the Apostle Paul will allow it. Right? But by what you say and where you go and what you do and how you act and in the way that you love, be that same example. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you so much for being here today. Go in His peace. And if you haven't had a chance to tell these young men that you love them, do that before you get out of here. Have a great and wonderful day.